Hello. It's always scary coming up here, because you're all scary people. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I grew up in a Christian home, and we went to church when I was young, and then stopped going to church over my, like, teen years. I never had any trouble believing God was real, but I didn't know who he was. Like, personally, I didn't know the gospel and what he did for me. And then in high school, I went to a youth group, and, like, listening to Lenny's sermon, I honestly was probably a bit of a hedonist, even in regards to God, like, how I knew God was real, and I knew that I wanted to know him, but I would be searching for feelings, like, experiencing God in, like, some way that wasn't a real relationship, like, knowing him. And so I went through high school without purpose, really, and never really truly happy, although I would say I had a pretty fun life, and I had a good family, have a good family, and good friends and stuff. But when I moved to Auckland, I kind of lost the friendships I had through church, and gave up on searching for God a little bit and stopped going to church. And I knew that if I died, I'd go to hell, even though what people had told me is that I was a Christian, and if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I didn't really understand why that was, and I was told that Jesus died for my sins, but I didn't really understand what that meant. Like, I knew that I deserved hell for some reason, but I didn't understand that my sins were why I deserved hell. And I came across a YouTube video of a guy, and he was talking about the law. And once I heard the Ten Commandments and applied it to myself, I realized I'd broken his law. And because I'd broken his law and he's a good and just judge, I deserved the punishment for breaking the law, which is hell. And then I learned that God loved me so much that he died for my sins. And that actually started to make sense when I realized how heinous my sins were. And I learned that if I trust in God, if I trust in what Jesus did on the cross for me, that I will get eternal life. And so I put my faith in God around 2021, 2022, and he changed my heart. It went from, I was talking to Lenny before the sermon, and a funny little, like, thing I've been thinking about is, like, I used to desire, like, a garage and a 60s Alfa Romeo, and that was, like, the dream in life. Like, that's all I really wanted. I'd, like, be at work thinking about it, and then, like, yeah, I don't know, just watch, like, a million videos on people restoring them and stuff. And it's silly, but God changed my heart from desiring meaningless things to desiring to share the gospel. Like, I remember I did it so badly, but I remember I just wanted to share the gospel with everyone when I got saved. And it's funny that Lenny's asked me to share my testimony on this sermon, because I haven't actually thought much about my own purpose. I kind of have just gone through the Christian motions a little bit until recently. I knew my purpose was I'm on this planet probably to share the gospel. But recently I've realized that I'm on this planet to glorify God in all that I do. I got a new job, and for some reason, I want to glorify him in what I do. Even when people aren't looking, or it's not going to benefit me well, like, even though I fail at it all the time, that's like, my heart's been changed, and I think, yeah, that's proof of what Jesus has done in my life, because why the heck would I ever want to glorify God without him changing my selfish heart, you know? Anyway. Amen.